my control. You don't see no celebrities talking about the Balenciaga situation, right? So that just shows you all of these celebrities out here, don't let them influence you in any way, because they're controlled by the people who really influence the world. They're not serving God.
They keep trying to cancel me. I don't care, nada. I see they exploiting kids.
The important thing to remember, Balenciaga themselves have acknowledged in their public statements that there was this particular fashion shoot was an issue. They've apologized and said children shouldn't have been there. But nobody has asked them, well, why were you making childlike teddy bear purses with bondage on them in the first place? I have video of this one bus stopping outside an airport, and what happens? People come up with trucks and cars and they get handed kids. There's two kids, three kids going with this guy, with that guy. I know a guy working for an organization, a company that was paid money to give these kids away, and he said to me, he was very senior in Homeland Security investigations before he took this job. And he said to me, Lara, we're handing these kids over to people we have no idea who they are.
Protect the children because they precious. If we don't fight now, what they gonna be left with? Cause it's gonna get worse. Just wait for their next trick. They keep trying to cancel me. I don't care, nada. I see they exploiting kids just to run up commas. Brands keep going woke. They gonna lose dollars, threw away Nike. And now I burn Balenciaga. Now I burn Balenciaga. They keep coming for our kids, now we need a father. Designer brands, then they hide. I know hell is hotter, threw away Nike. And now I burn Balenciaga. Balenciaga, let me get my 1400 bag. Right. Hunter by the teddy bears, and they come and drag. You go woke, you go broke, get as big fat.
Well, folks, the amount of information that we've consumed and processed since 2016 has been carefully placed in amounts that we can handle one day at a time. Media's pretty much slipped away, and most folks get their information from other sources now, like here and all over the internet. The attacks on this info, they're playing out, cyber attacks and more, but I feel it's all known, and we're going to be okay. The comms continue. We're going to talk about those. We have a lot to be thankful for. Here we go.
One final poll, guys. Who is still undecided in this diner? Undecided? Who's going for Nikki Haley in the diner? And who's going for former President Donald Trump? Okay, guys. I'll send it back to you guys in New York.
That's South Carolina. That's Nikki Haley country, right? Yet, no matter what happens to President Trump, no matter how many times they go against him and attack him and indict him and send him to court and more, he just continues to come through. Everybody loves him. Just about everybody. Those that hate him, I don't understand him. I don't get it. But that's where we're at. And while he's at the town hall in Greenville, he had some really strange things to say. We're going to talk about that and go through the comms on that and the recent AT&T and other shutdowns that happened yesterday.
He doesn't seem to be. I heard you say that he's very persistent, and he probably is. I think most
stubborn.
People. I think that most people that run would be stubborn or persistent, and you know, just not want to give up the ghost. But you know, we have a nation to run.
Did you hear
you
that?
Know, just not want to give up the ghost. People that run would be stubborn or persistent, and you know, just not want to give up the ghost.
Give up the ghost. MJ Truth made sure we got that three times. Why would President Trump state something like that? Interesting choice of words. In reference to Joe Biden running in 2024, Trump said some people would not want to give up the ghost. Huh. Another thing interesting, compiled by Scotty Martin. Haiti's former first lady has been indicted in connection with the 2021 assassination of, guess who? Her husband. That's right. Can you believe that? That one's playing out. Back in the news, guess what's been playing? And we're going to cover a lot of this in the second half portion of this video. Hillary's back in the news. Huma is back in the news. Podesta. Spygate. Russiagate. And now, Haiti. Haiti. Nothing could stop what's coming. Not nothing. So, wife of assassinated Haitian president indicted. Taking out her own husband. And so, of course, we got to go back and look at those drops. Thankfully, they were put together for us from March 6, 2018. So much is open source. So much left to be connected. Why are the children in Haiti in high demand? How are they smuggled out? Is it an adoption process? Local staging ports friendly to the Clinton Foundation? Let's track the donations, shall we? Cross against location relative to Haiti. Think logically. The choice to know will be yours. You know, we talked about this, about these organizations that pretended to be Baptist and they were taking children. Remember the American convicted in Haiti for trying to take children? Led the U.S. Baptist group arrested while trying to take 33 kids out of the country. That was in 2010. And then we saw a pop-up on Fox News years ago, Hillary Clinton Foundation, crime against children. All of that playing out for them to see. And, of course, they are trying all they can to stop all the information from coming out. Of course, Julian Assange on U.S. media coverage, Fox News, it's very dishonest, more dishonest than anyone knows about the mainstream media. That's what Assange was trying to tell us. And today marks the final appeal trial. Well, that would be the 20th. So that was on the 20th. Was the final appeal trial for Julian Assange in the UK. His trial is all about freedom of the press and journalism. Why did they want to kill Assange with a drone strike, yet they made a movie about Snowden? Interesting. Good question. Julian's reportedly not well, not attending his appeal. Didn't attend it. And again, on the show, President Trump pardoned Assange, but it wasn't made public. Very interesting. So Robert Kennedy Jr., the propaganda is beginning to unravel. The American Red Cross, remember we talked about this in the last video, is now asking blood donors if they ever received the COVID vaccine. If you answer yes, they want you to call ahead to see if you're still eligible. I thought the vax was safe and effective. What info are they hiding from us? Folks, the more this information plays out, the more you gotta scratch your head and wonder. Man, we've been talking about this for years. Dr. Simone Gold, of course, breaking a multinational study conducted by the Global Vaccine Data Network on 99 million vaccine recipients has revealed increases in neurological, blood, and heart conditions associated with COVID-19 vaccines. Just the tip of the iceberg. So there was a video that's about 7 minutes long at the end of this clip from that Sun Tzu has shown us, the Why Are We Saving Israel for Last? Playing this, maybe if I have time, I'll play it at the end, but basically gets into the Mossad issues, Ghislaine Maxwell being Mossad and her family, how it played out with Epstein, why he was the key to a lot of this and why they used him. And, of course, they used that with children. Videotape the innocent ones that can never tell on you, do humiliating things to them. Then they catch them in these acts, record it, and guess what? You can't do anything about it. So they get they vote the way they want and more. And of course, pharmacies across the U.S. report widespread outages following a cyber attack. Interesting, they called it a cyber attack when AT&T went down on our phone and some other companies went down, which I'll show you more in a moment. But let me play just a funny little clip that somebody put together regarding all of these shutdowns on our phones yesterday.
Yep, it's China or Russia or something.
That's a dadgum meth head.
I mean, this is a full-out cyber attack. They said it on Fox News. You know it's got to be true.
The most alarming thing is I'm the only one that knows what's really going on.
It's not a cyber attack, or they're not trying to take over us or anything like that. Look, Hunter borrowed a bunch of money from them, okay, and Big Daddy Biden couldn't get him out of it, so they coming to collect. China and Russia said, look, you're going to get all this money from us and blow it on hookers and cocaine in Vegas. Well, it's time to pay up.
And if you don't pay up, we're going to call you daddy. And if your daddy don't do nothing, then we're going to release these pictures and we're going to shut down AT&T for a day.
Well, when they called Joe, the Secret Service told him, listen, he's busy right now taking a bath at the fountain in the mall. And as soon as we get him dried off, we'll tell him to holler at you.
Well, China and Russia, they ain't waiting, okay?
And I know this sounds crazy, but if y'all are wondering where I get my information, because everybody loves to fact check nowadays. My cousin's wife's friend used to be a janitor at the CIA, so he's saying the best thing you can do right now is go to Walmart and buy a bunch of toilet paper.
How about that, huh? It's a nice little humor there for all of us. Because everyone's obviously going crazy over this, and you know, they told us it was what? It was a cyber flare, sun flare, right? Let's see. Alleged footage of the twin solar flares that have caused a massive, and if you're looking at the screen, you can see that now. Yeah, with a little music. Massive cell phone outage across the United States. Just just a giant solar flare shooting from the sun. It sure is strange that the Mockingbird Media's assets, along with Klaus Schwab, were predicting media blackouts right before the 2024 election, and now this is happening. I'm sure it's nothing. Oh, folks, I'm just not into this stuff right here. These little flare things that they tell us. Where did they come up with this? Anybody else zoom in on the sun and catch these flares using filters and cameras and more? I mean, have you ever looked at it? I've said it before. It's just a light. God made the light for the day and the light for the night. I don't remember him saying it's a giant burst of fire that shoots out rays to shut down our cell service. Donald Trump Jr., does anyone actually believe this was a solar flare? Next, they'll tell us that the stars are aligning in retrograde or something like that, which made it worse. Laugh out loud. At this point, if you don't have a hard time believing anything the government tells you, you must be living under a rock. As a matter of fact, Ultra Pepe Lives Matter actually had a clip from Christopher Wray. I'm not going to play it, but I'm going to read what he said. It must be a coincidence that Christopher Wray was claiming that Chinese cyber hackers were lurking in our phone companies at the Munich Security Conference not even 1 week ago. They're clearly seeding the narrative for some kind of blackout. Quote, hackers lurking in your power stations, your phone companies, poised to take them down when they decide you stepped too far out of line. And that hurting your civilian population suits the CCP. Blame it on China. China is not the only adversary we are up against. Russia, Iran, and North Korea are also determined to use cyber means to take aim at things we all hold sacred. Russia has made murder, rape, and mayhem its stock and trade, so no one should question its continued willingness to launch destructive cyber attacks before and during military conflicts. I'm sure this is all a coincidence, says Ultra Pepe Lives Matter. I just got done quoting Christopher Wray, folks. Do you believe anything this guy says? Do you see how they just constantly push out this narrative? As a matter of fact, remember from last year, Yahoo News put out, senators issued satellite phones part of a new security measure amid growing concerns of security risk to members of Congress. Over 50 senators have been issued sat phones for emergency comms. People told CBS News, they just, you know, had to let us know. As a matter of fact, if you go to Grasshopper, amazing how he's able to take these comms that come out. Elon Musk said, this is a test. Put that out. All of this matched a five-year delta, guys. Five-year delta means 5 years to the day, we were told. Security test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, device test. And then a five-year delta to the day, February 21st, 2018, AG Sessions, U.S. Cyber Task Force. Important. That's what we put on the thumbnail for this video. Stay tuned. Another five-year delta. Everything has meaning or purpose. At Jack, remember Dorsey? Used to own Twitter. He's getting nervous. Phase two. Well, guys, I'm going to show you that President Trump actually released phase two of his interview. It's coming out. Yeah, he said phase two. We'll show you that. Isn't that something? It's all connected. Deep dream equals Twitter. That's a five-year delta. As a matter of fact, hot in D.C., no sleep. Stay tuned. Guys, I'm showing you right now on your screen all of this for you to enjoy. I love it. I don't know about you guys, but most of you tuned in to this because we really love to see these comms come out from old Intel board 17th letter ourselves. I'm going to show you some more in a moment. But again, just wanted to show you this phase two. President Trump put out phase two of South Carolina interview with Laura Ingraham tonight at 7, Fox News. Enjoy. That's February 21st, 2024. And that matched phase two, February 21st of 2018. Isn't that something? Stay tuned. Everything has meaning or purpose. At Jack Getting Nervous, phase two. Man, let's love it. Also love this product too. Well, folks, you've heard me talk about the wellness company and their medical emergency kit. Well, they've got something else pretty amazing called Spike Support. If you're not thinking that something is going on at this point with so many previously healthy people experiencing myocarditis, blood clots, turbo cancers, menstrual irregularities, miscarriages, and the new died suddenly phenomenon, you're not paying attention. The culprit is spike protein. Spike protein is a lingering threat from both the vaccine and the man-made virus, linked to all kinds of long-term health issues. Even Pfizer is now admitting there are problems. So if you go in the description box below, click on twc.health/LT. Use code LT for 10% off at checkout. There's one question that these doctors keep asking every single day. How do I detox from the spike protein left behind from the vaccine and COVID? Thanks to the wellness company, there's actually something that can be done. Spike Support, again, twc.health/LT. Use code LT for 10% off today. That's America Online. Remember that dialing in process? Dan Scavino Jr. put that out. Thank you, Scotty Films, for the animation. Very interesting, because as you go to this, friendly reminder, Fletch 17, if the lights go out, oh, and did y'all notice their account started right before the 2020 election? Yep, Starlink, internet from space for humans on Earth. Well, internet's from what I call satellites. Anybody out there know what I'm talking about? Though some people get really mad when I do that. Some understand. No reason to get upset, folks. We can have open debates, freedom of speech. We can have, we have rights to think the way we want and try to give everybody 2 cents to speak, all right? Reports of power grid attacks, 6-month prep should be disregarded. While attacks do occur, we are safeguarded by a black eye. Should we, you know, that was a question that came out from an Anon. Should we be prepping for some kind of shutdown? No. Remember Elon Musk, this is a test. How about that? 6-year Delta, Elon Musk, this is a test, and all the comms are good. Remember, we just read all those, the signals, and guess what? Nothing to see here from Tony Saruga. AT&T was down. There was an outage. Verizon down. Cricket Wireless down. Boost Mobile down. FirstNet, no cellular outage. I mean, come on. How's this all connected to Mayorkas? FirstNet Authority, I mean, they just have it all. As a matter of fact, the internet infrastructure is under Texas AFP news agency, the agency that oversees the online address book, warns. Oh, yeah. How about that? That was something that was put out to us a long time ago. Tools of prevention are online. There's prevention forces that have already been put together. And, of course, Facebook's now blocking the videos from Scotty Moore. Poor guy. Well, I'm sure he's going to be fine. Just means he's over the target. Days ago, Jack posted a Q on a social media site called Primal. Yeah, that's something. There's a Q right there, and he posted it. Wow. And then another weird timing. The Q is referring to a crypto wallet. Weird timing. Got a new flashlight, says Jack. Huh. Just weird things going on. Strange comms. And a lot of folks wondering what's going on. As a matter of fact, Trump warns world of very, very unfortunate phase two if North Korea sanctions fail. Another phase two, no coincidences. We keep hearing about these things. Who really controls North Korea? Have faith. Hope the public is waking up to this. Remember, 7.2 million of illegals are entered the U.S. under Biden administration on amount greater. This amount is greater than the population of 36 states. Ian Miles Chung said, this is actually insane. It's by design. Biden is importing so many illegals that it's enough to replace conservative voters in many swing states. Do you see how this is playing out? They realize they probably won't be able to rig the machines. They won't be able to do as many mail-ins as they thought. They're trying to bring as many voters as they can. They won't have to bring an ID. And before you know it, they steal another election. I don't think it's going to happen, but seen some strange things going on. Inside Mayor Abbott's migrant debit card boondoggle, no bid bank gets $50 million. Border crossers up to $10,000 each. This is all playing out for everyone to see. Mm-hmm. And then Green Lives Matter. The SEC just approved the merger of Trump's social media company. In other words, Trump is about to take in the cash despite the fact that the entire system is attempting to drain him of all of his finances. Everything they throw at him ends up failing, and now he's about to become very, very rich, $4 billion rich. And then I thought that you guys would really enjoy this commercial put out by President Trump.
More than a country, more than a shining city on a hill, the idea of America lives in each and every one of us. America lives. But a storm has gathered at our shores. A tempest that seeks to tear apart the fabric of our nation. It seeks nothing less than the wanton destruction of this great nation of men and women. It seeks to rip out, erase, and supplant the very foundations of practicality and reason. It seeks to erase us. We know this enemy. They have existed throughout time, and now they have come for us. And they have come for our children. We watch the clouds coalesce and gather. We watched them form for decades from the distance as they approached our borders. We heard the clap of thunder echo in our minds and rattle down through the halls of our capitals. We have, most of us, become complacent, unaware, and disengaged while the darkness grew and unfolded around us. Slowly, then all at once. This threat is real. What we face is a hurricane of deceit and moral decay with the goal of absolute power. We face a true battle of good versus evil. If we stand by and do nothing, evil will triumph. But that is not our fate. We are great men. We are great men with a great leader. A leader that loves this nation and what it has given back to him. A leader who seeks the same ideals as we do. Ideals of truth, liberty, and justice. He sees the greatness in us and the great potential in America and its future. He seeks to make America great again. This man will guide us, but he cannot do it alone. It takes every one of us alongside him. It takes work, it takes faith, and it takes resolve. Together, we can fight this storm. We can fight, and we will win. Unite now. Gather alongside him. Come together for this nation. Bear the colors of red, white, and blue that are woven into the fiber of this nation, saturated with the blood of patriots that came before us. Sacrifice your time. Sacrifice your effort to rebuild this nation together. Together we can save America. The America that lives in all of us. Trump 2024.
And that was powerful. Something that's very much needed. Just this constant reminder. And I saw this interesting part of the video where they talk about the enemy. And what do you see there as they play that particular message?
Threat is real.
The threat is real. Again, taking you to that particular portion, what do you see? Most folks are now waking up to understand the all-seeing eye. Played out in their symbolism. For all of us to understand now, we've woken up many to their sleep and slumber that's been a big part of this entire earth, controlling us through our eyes and our mind. So I found that this kind of matched what the El Salvador president actually came into CPAC and gave a speech, yeah. Remember the one that quotes scripture, he won and changed his nation. He issued, Nayib issued a chilled a chilling warning to America. We can clearly see signs of a declining society. I thought you guys would enjoy this.
As your friend, I want to issue this warning so you don't make the same mistakes we did in the 60s and the 70s. It is not easy to pull yourself back once you're in boiling water. In fact, all the experts said it was impossible. And besides, you don't want to wait 50 years and maybe hope for a miracle to get out of hell. You can still jump before the water boils. Some might say I'm exaggerating, but we can clearly see the signs of a declining society because our own hit rock bottom decades ago. It's like when we see someone getting sick. First, it's maybe just stomachache or a headache or a small fever. But if you don't deal with the disease, it will only get worse. And then it may be too late. Even after our first war in El Salvador, we failed again to look into the signs of the second civil war that was coming, the gang war. After a million people fled the first war, a lot of them came to live in ghettos here in the United States, where the gangs were formed. When former President Clinton deported a lot of those gang members without telling us they were gang members, they were criminals. They roamed free and recruited young people, thousands of young Salvadorans, to join the gangs. At first, they seemed like petty criminals, but they began to change and transform until they became the unscrupulous terrorists that we know today. Most of them even performed satanic rituals, and this has been well documented. The government back then didn't deal with the disease. Nor did the next administration, nor did the ones after that. The disease that had begun with mild symptoms got worse and worse. It became a cancer that seemed incurable. We are already seeing these symptoms in the United States. Big cities in decline like Baltimore, Portland, New York, just to name a few. Places where crime and drugs have become the daily norm, and even accepted and promoted by the government. How many young people have you lost to the streets of Philadelphia or San Francisco, to fentanyl? Did we see these apocalyptic sights 15, 10, 5 years ago? Can you imagine how it will be in the next 5, 10, or 15 years? The same thing was happening in El Salvador. In the span of less than a decade, gangs took control of all the country and our society. They evolved into a parallel government, controlling elections and even political parties. Every aspect of the daily life of most people was controlled by the gangs. Murder capital of the world is a tragic title to hold. Getting rid of that was the bare minimum we had to achieve in order to even start thinking about rebuilding our country.
Amazing. Coming out and telling everyone the source of all of this damage to El Salvador was what? Their satanic practices and rituals. And what did he say? He says, you can check it and you'll find out that I'm telling the truth. You can check it and find out that the criminals that were released in El Salvador, these gangs that were created that were running that country, the fentanyl, the drugs, and everything, I believe that he knows because he's quoted scripture many times. It's related to Satan, the worship of Satan. Now, I'm going to show you just another one-minute clip where he shows one of the sources of the destruction of each country comes from Soros.
Democratic mandate. If they want a seat in the table, they should run for office. Let the people vote. It will not be a pretty sight for them. If the elections are free and fair. I mean, who elected Soros to dictate public policy and laws? Why does he feel entitled to impose this agenda? Let me tell you something. Soros and his cronies hit a brick wall in El Salvador.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. Thank God. Another glory be to him. Salvadorans are now immune to his influence. No one believes his lies anymore over there.
No one believes his lies in El Salvador anymore. And he said, thank God Almighty. Not just thank God. Thank God Almighty. And he pointed to the sky. Let's play that one more time, this part.
Thank God. Thank God. All the glory be to him.
All the glory be to him. Not Almighty. All the glory be to him. So it wasn't just a cliche saying, thank God. It was all glory be to him. The system, this demonic system that he's pointing out, is playing out to control everyone, has been removed in El Salvador. All glory goes to him. Now, the attacks that come on our end continue. There's trouble brewing at the BlackRock, the headquarters of CBS, after the firing of Catherine Herridge, an acclaimed investigative reporter. Many of us were shocked after Herridge was included in layoffs this month. But those concerns have increased after CBS officials took the unusual step of doing what? Seizing her files, her computers, and records, including information on privileged sources. The battle that we're under, the information that continues to come out, Gateway Pundit put this story out for all to see. Put in the description box below if you want to read that entire thing. And then when it comes to President Trump and more, we have to go to the witches' coven called The View, where these witches go behind the scenes, I believe. I could be wrong, but they probably set up their little witchcraft seance set up before they go out to use their witchcraft against the masses that actually pay attention to them. And here's the stupid things that come out of their mouth.
Donald Trump will lean into the narrative of he's hiding because he's not up to it, and voters will believe that if he doesn't show up. So he needs to show up in debate. So
I disagree with you, actually. I say that because normally my gut would tell me it's good for democracy. I caveat that with, if we did not know these two men as well as we do, it would be more important for them to be debating. The problem is, for the reasons you just spelled out, Donald Trump comes on and I wish they'd put him in phone booths and cut mics after a certain amount of time, because in addition to the fact checking, he overtalks, gaslights, and everything else. So oftentimes the comparison to Donald Trump makes anyone look less than on some level. You know, like, I know he looks crazy too, but remember how he'd like come behind Hillary when she was like, he was like always hovering. He has these like nonverbal cues that could lead some to believe, oh, he's so strong, or he's this, but he just blows the whole thing out of the water. And if he hasn't debated anyone yet, the only debate I would like to see is him and Nikki Haley. If he would debate Nikki Haley, I would support that. I don't think Biden needs to, since Donald Trump has done nothing to participate in this democracy since he lost.
Hillary.
Bad for democracy for Trump to debate Biden, because it will make Biden look weak when Trump humiliates him. But, you know, why don't you just interview Nikki Haley? Well, here's a clip from her here recently.
How do you win your first state?
I mean, it's amazing to say I haven't won a state yet. You've only had three states that have voted.
Well, it's not amazing.
We need
South
to go
Carolina's
ahead and let
winner
these
take
states
all.
Oh, it just gets better and better every day. Okay, andweknow.com. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom, folks. You can head out to our website, andweknow.com, in the description box below. Watch on Rumble, Twitter, all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, we're there. And you can find out about our cruise there, the August 11th through 18th cruise. We're encouraging you guys to show up and enjoy being with fellow patriots and listening to stories, biblical stories, stories about our life, and watch me put one of these videos together. It's really, really cool. ThePatriotLight.com is also something we put together. Home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. My son put that together, worked really hard. I hope you guys check it out. And also, we get all types of pictures sent in of our gear. Saw this one, I figured I'd highlight it today and show you. Sending a photo of my grandkids. Our tradition is to get matching PJs as their first gift. We decided to include Ock this year. LT, thank you and your son for all your hard work to bring us the information you bring us. May God bless you and your family. Thank you again. So folks, you know, we've been getting a lot of photos. We're hoping to get a lot more. And this is, of course, back from Christmas time. And I just love this picture. Way to go. Love to see the young ones tuning in and learning so much about the evil ones, the exposure there, and also about our God Almighty and how He just guides and directs all of us to the truth. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. You can go to shop.amwino.com to grab your gear, these shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, so many goodies. Hopefully somebody walks up to you and says, I watched this show too, and you've got a new friend. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. So, folks, the short list was put out of Trump's 2024 vice president list. You know, maybe it could be a guess. Who knows? Ron DeSantis is on there. Wow. Tim Scott, Vivek Ramaswamy, Byron Donalds. Wow. Governor Kristi Noem and Representative Tulsi Gabbard. Gabbard would be an interesting one. I've got my opinions on that. I'll save that for later. Here's the undecided South Carolina voters weighing in after the town hall meeting. Here we go.
You know, Donald Trump, if I could summarize what he said in one word, it was just strength. He had a way about him that just, you know, demanded attention, and he really sounded like the kind of leader that I would want to vote for.
How about that? That just keeps coming out. You think they want to shut down all of our ways of seeing this type of information coming out? I mean, this is on television, but yeah, they, you know, they pretty much want to make sure that nobody knows what's going on. They don't want you to see all the excitement wrapped around President Trump and more. Well, the SEC just approved the merger for Trump's social media company. I shared this earlier. Folks, he could make up to $4 billion probably is what I've heard. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter says they thought they could drain Trump of his financial wealth, yet despite the attacks, he's about to become more rich, richer than ever. The attacks from the enemies can become a mere footstool to propel us to greater heights than ever before. Never let them take away your faith in the midst of the battle. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises the standard. How about that? Way to go. And guys, just another note. Remember the Fannie Willis situation? Just wanted to make sure we knew that everything that's going on there, because it's corrupt, really works in our favor. If we're being honest, all the people trying to get Trump are corrupt. The pedophiles, the globalist shills are, you know, they're pretty bad. It's as simple as it could possibly get. There's no variation from these categories, and it becomes more obvious by the day. Think about what Big Fanny was even doing. She was hiding money in her house and then paying it to her lover as some kind of incentive. Trump weighed in on this corruption by saying, I think she said 9 trips. Every time I took a trip with my lover, I paid him in cash. She said, where did you get the cash? We're winning the narrative war thanks to the corrupt morons bringing themselves into the light. They just can't help themselves for how stupid they look.
Bradley, a former law partner of Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, he initially testified that a disagreement related to Wade's divorce led the two attorneys to end their professional partnership. But under questioning, he later admitted it was something more.
There was an allegation that you sexually assaulted a member of the firm, correct?
Yes, there was an allegation, yes.
And as a result of that allegation, you left?
I did.
You were no longer business partners with Mr. Wade?
That is correct.
DA Fannie Willis claims she did not become romantically involved with Attorney Wade until several months after she hired him as a special prosecutor. The defense is trying to prove their relationship began earlier than that and that Wade rewarded Willis with lavish vacation travel. Former President Trump brought this up on the campaign trail over the weekend.
I think she said 9 trips. Every time I took a trip with my lover, I paid I paid him in cash. Where the hell did you get the cash?
Republican challenger Nikki Haley says all this litigation is distracting Mr. Trump from important campaign issues and that his mounting legal bills threaten to drain Republican chances going into November. Bradley.
Oh, my goodness. It's a threat to President Trump and his finances. How can he continue moving forward to run for president? You see, they're trying so hard. It's just not working. Each day we keep waking up to more information. And it's great to have a reminder. Laura Logan says, like it or not, this is true. Tom Fitton got up there at CPAC and just sent us a nice reminder in a few seconds about the hoaxes.
Judicial Watch protected Trump and our republic from the worst corruption scandal in American history by exposing the FISA abuse, the Comey corruption, and the seditious conspiracy against Trump by the FBI and DOJ. Obama knew, Clinton knew, Comey knew, Biden knew, Brennan knew, McCabe knew, Strzok knew, Clapper knew, Schiff knew, the FBI knew, the DOJ knew, the CIA knew, the State Department knew. They all knew Trump was innocent, but they smeared and spied on him anyway. Worse than Watergate. Trump is a crime victim. Let's remember that.
The crime Judicial victim. Watch, a crime victim for all Trump. To see. Very interesting. Think about this, folks. What he just spewed out in 39 seconds are things that we could not talk about when President Trump was inaugurated. But we have now grown to learn what Obama spied on President Trump's campaign and was evil. Clinton, evil. Biden, evil to the nth degree. Comey running the FBI, evil. Brennan, evil. McCabe, FBI. Stroke, FBI. Clapper, Shifty Schiff, FBI, the Department of Justice, Mueller. Think about this, folks. We didn't really have their names down as being associated with evil throughout the United States of America. Now we do. Do you understand why it had to be leaked drip drip every day for years? We wanted this all done years ago. It's taking time. We need everybody to join forces and understand that we're in this together. Very, very important. Part of that is going down to our border and more. And President Trump addressed this in Vegas.
We'll terminate the visas of all of Hamas sympathizers and we'll get them off our college campuses, out of our cities, and get them the hell out of our country, if that's okay with you.
Yes. And that was presented once again on the Joe Rogan Show from Dr. Phil. It's a big one the other day. It's been shared quite a bit. And we were reminded. Think about how far we've come in the awakening. In 2016, the left was claiming it was racist to build a wall and protect our border. Remember, folks, we're going through these phases, not in months, not in years, but every single day we've had to be, you know, we have this reminder of what they tried to tell us, how many people were on board with not having a wall. Now we're watching cities begging to stop the illegals from crossing into our country. They're starting to realize this. I'm going to show you that clip right now from Chicago. Another person just getting upset with everyone there and letting them know we're done with this.
That's what's up. That's what has happened in the United States right now. All this asylum seeking lie, all this about refugees. No. What's happening is they're emptying out the dregs of their jails into the United States, into our communities. They're junking up our country. And yeah, we feel some kind of way about it because it's our country. It's our country. And I want you to know, Brandon Johnson, I understand what Breakmore's saying about we still on the plantation, but what you're looking at right now, this is what a free Negro look like. And I'm telling you, we're going to get our city back. We're going to stand for our people. We're going to get them out of our communities because they don't deserve to be there. Anytime they can't give us 3 lousy minutes of their attention while we sit here and watch y'all get them all kind of money, you watch us. We black out here, and we're going to handle our business. You watch that. I'm a free black woman. This is how we get down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cities are starting to come together, and they're realizing the votes that they have put together over the years, bringing these elected officials in, they're not working out the way that they thought. They're being exposed. So again, in 2016, the left was claiming it was racist to build a wall and protect our border, and that the Orange Man was a lunatic for saying so. Remember the Orange Man they called Trump. Flash forward to 2024, and the normies are unassailably claiming that the Democrats and Uniparty is trafficking children across the border, and that Trump was basically right about everything. Everything Trump told us is becoming so blatantly obvious that the normies basically have to accept the truth. It's the stage being set to truly make America great again and implement the policies needed to do so. As painful as it has been, people are waking up in droves, and it's all about the children. Check this clip out. Dr. Phil and Joe Rogan.
These children that are coming in with someone that says, I'm their mother, aunt, uncle, or whatever, we have no way of verifying that.
We do not. We used to. Under President Trump, we had rapid DNA testing. That's been done away with.
Are they given money, these people that are released into the country?
So it's our taxpayers that ultimately facilitate the travel. But yes, travel is facilitated, and they are given all the necessities that they need.
But that could be a trafficker.
There's a very good possibility that they're being trafficked, that they're going into the sex industry, or they're being forced into the sweatshops.
And we know that. We knowingly are spending our tax dollars to sell children into sex trafficking. How under any theory is that okay for us to be spending tax dollars to traffic children? Now, this is the head guy on the border. And I asked him when this went on a little more, we went in more depth. You know you're on camera here, right? You just said we're spending tax dollars to sell children into sex slavery. And he said, yeah. I said, why have you not talked about this? He said, nobody's ever asked me these pointed questions. But I'm grateful that you're asking them now. That's how out of control we are down there. We are paying money to take these children and sell them into sex slavery. They come in with these addresses written on their bodies, written on their arm, and we call up there and say, do you know so-and-so? Yes, we're waiting for them. Okay, they'll be on a plane or a bus, and you need to pick them up. And I ask him, so some pimp or trafficker or whatever is picking them up there, and he said, we are knowingly sending them up there for that. And he said, it's terrible, but that's what's happening.
That's insane. That is insane. And there's no way of verifying if it's their parents they're going to or an aunt they're going to. There's no way of verifying it.
And I asked him, he said no.
Now, what justification could possibly exist where they would stop doing the rapid DNA test? What possible justification would there be to stop that?
It makes no sense because if they find out, well, this isn't their parent, then, okay, what are they going to do with the child? And so right. I guess don't ask, and then you don't have the responsibility. But they're sending these children up there, and he's saying we're knowingly sending them into either a sweatshop or the sex industry up there.
Now, you think that's disturbing. I'm going to play this clip. Some of the children that might be listening might not be good for them to hear because, I mean, it's real. It's happening. This is the Colorado House Republicans. Listen to this statement about children.
These are the times that I am discouraged about my job as a representative and also just what happens here at the Capitol. We sat in a committee all day discussing whether or not somebody that buys little children, these are 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old kids, and they buy them for sex, that we tried to get a bill through, Representative Bradley sent one through, that was going to put these buyers in jail. Right now, most of the time, they get off on probation, almost all the time, they get off on probation after buying a child and raping a little child. And we tried to say, well, they need to at least serve a minimum of 4 years. And then we sat and listened to the Democrats fight against this bill, fight against putting these people in jail, and came up with all kinds of reasons, including that these buyers are victims themselves. This is very discouraging, and it's also very disgusting for me that they would actually defend this. And then they voted completely along party lines. The Democrats voted 100% that they did not want to put these pedophiles in jail. They defended the pedophiles. This is why it's so difficult sometimes to do what we do around here. We know we're on the side of right. We know we're on the side of morality. And we get shot down by, I do not understand the thought process behind this, but we do get shot down. This is why I would encourage you to do a few things to help us with this. First, if you believe in prayer at all, please pray. We are fighting truly dark forces here. This is not okay. This is evil stuff that we're dealing with. And if you have the ability to come up and testify on bills or anything like this, please do so. Your voice is very important to what we're trying to accomplish around here. We are the minority, but with you, we become a powerful voice.
With you, we become a powerful voice. The sickening things that are happening, how in the world can any human being, even somebody calls himself a Democrat, would say, well, we're fine with this. If they do these despicable things to these children and harm them and rape them or whatever, it's fine. We're not going to put them in jail. It's just because they're, you know, they've got a past too. So we're just going to let them go. It doesn't make sense. Why are they allowing such evil play out for all of us to see? Biden's border crisis even played out.
This, Justin, Border Patrol revealing they have apprehended over 6,400 migrants with criminal histories so far this fiscal year.
Criminal histories. 6,400 plus.
Griff Jenkins joins us now. Griff?
Ainsley, good morning. Look, the tragic and harsh consequences of this border crisis under President Biden has taken a toll across the country from coast to coast. Let's go out to Phoenix, Arizona. A gang of illegal immigrants from Chile, believed to be part of a South American criminal gang, busted for targeting high-end homes in more than 100 incidences, Ainsley, stealing some $3 million in cash, jewelry, and other items. Now, back to San Diego, where I just came back from and told you guys about, they're seeing more than 140,000 illegal crossings so far this fiscal year, a 500% increase in Chinese migrants. Well, the Migrant Welcoming Center there, run by a local NGO in a sanctuary county, is shutting its doors today because it simply ran out of money. And residents across this country, from California to Chicago to New York, upset. They've had enough.
They've had enough. 6,400 plus. Those are just the numbers, right? The numbers they give us, those that they've grabbed. What about those migrants with criminal histories that made it through and they're still out there roaming free? It's having a detrimental effect across America. MJ Truth showed us this. The net lifetime average cost, one illegal immigrant cost every American taxpayer $69,000. California Congressman Tom McClintock. Illegal immigrants are generally lower wage workers and we're flooding in labor market. What does that do for the wages for working Americans? Well, because illegal immigrants will go into industries that typically have low productivity, that will lower the country's productivity as a whole and will lead to lower wages for working American families. Illegals who will have lower wage earnings will pay much less in taxes, if at all, and will end up consuming much more taxpayer government-funded services, food stamps, and more. The Center for Immigration Studies estimates on average the net lifetime cost of every illegal migrant is $69,000. We just said that every single illegal immigrant is assumed to be a net cost to American taxpayers and suppresses the wages of American families. So Massachusetts, just to feed illegals, costs taxpayers $64 a day per illegal, contributing to $1 billion in expenses by 2025. Illegals provided three meals a day, 16 for breakfast, 17 bucks for lunch, $31 for dinner, 64 bucks a day. It's almost like you were getting your per diem there for the military. It gets worse. Massachusetts' right to shelter law requires they provide illegals with refrigerators, microwaves, and stoves, or basic cooking facilities. This means illegals who do not have access to those things forces the state to contract out for food and delivery, skyrocketing the cost for taxpayers. This is just the food costs that American taxpayers are footing the bill on. We're still paying for healthcare costs, educational costs, housing, internet, job placement, and job loss factors. Unbelievable. In January, Governor Mara Haley proposed a whopping $873 million supplemental budget to help pay for the current shelter shortfall. Just sickening. So we were told again, another pandemic is certainty that would most world must prepare for, warns the WHO. They keep telling us another pandemic is coming. All of this is playing out day after day for all of us to see. We've seen the fires also. Many are saying the aluminum dust from geoengineering fueling super wildfires, according to an author. While researching for his new novel, author Dennis Mills discovered an alarming link between chemtrails and the super wildfires. The author discovered that unprecedented levels of aluminum and barium nanodust, remember I told you barium, aluminum, B-A-A-L, Bell, primary components in chemtrails, both which are incendiary, are fueling the ferocity of the super wildfires. Yeah, so we've got that going on. We've got the borders going on. We've got the criminals flooding into our country and more. What else do we have? Every single Anon should be realizing, guys, from that May 7th, 2020 post, the news is dead. You are what matters now. Handle with care. We are the news now. That's why we have all this information flowing in so many different directions from so many great people out there. And again, the major solar flare, like we talked about, in a cyber pandemic, it seems like the black swan events like Catherine Herridge warned us about, it seems like they're doing the prep work. Remember, a lot of folks that watch TV that don't pay attention to channels like this, they're going to believe every single thing they're told when they turn on their nightly news. And just a reminder before we close on how they do it.
Good morning, Oklahoma. Maybe you're looking at your phone and it's saying, SOS, what's going on? My husband had that this morning and he's freaking out. And I was like, did you do your phone updates? No, this is all happening at 3 a.m. So we did that. Coming to work. He's not the only one. Guys, if you're experiencing that, it may be a result of space weather. Okay, I'm going to do my best to explain what's going on. Let's go ahead and take a look. So there was a strong solar flare event that happened just after midnight, and they actually captured an image of it right here, okay? I had to look up this scale. I wish I knew everything about space weather. That's a whole different specialty. But R3, that's for radio communications, it's on a scale of 1 to 5, and 3 is pretty bad. That means it impacts radio communications for a few hours after this happens. And so right now that could be impacting some of our technology. And sadly, we're entering a solar maximum where we're going to see more and more solar storms, solar flares. And it's never happened in this time of human history where we're relying on technology like we have never before. So interesting time. Hopefully they'll fix it. But the good news is, at least when you're on Wi-Fi, you should be able to still text and call people.
Yeah. Midnight. When the sun's out, you know. Have you ever seen the sun out at midnight? The sun that, if you guys did your research, found out more about it, just happens to shoot out flares and only hits the United States. Yeah. They're going to continue to push this narrative. Remember, they were told all the outages and all the cyber stuff is going to be playing out. I feel like it's a dry run for something bigger. These things do not happen, not with the amount of infrastructure and redundancy that is in place with these kinds of communications, and whatever the reasons they end up saying cause this, take with a grain of salt. They're likely lying. We've been hearing nonstop about American infrastructure being compromised by China. We've heard from a sheriff who said there's more red flags now than before 9/11. TNT outage will get resolved soon. I'm sure of it, but I strongly feel it's a test run. It was resolved eventually. Folks, keep your head on a swivel. and know that God's in charge. And once again, as we close, I wanted to make sure that we share this note here. Every single Anon should celebrate the downfall of Vice. Vice actually went down, and so many other fake news organizations. Think about what I'm about to say. Trump's entire presidency, he called legacy media fake news. The peak of mainstream media viewership, thanks to Trump, said that the news is dead. That came from the Intel board, and that we are the news now, and of course, to handle with care. Thousands of fake news journalists are getting laid off. Entire fake news organizations are crumbling. Look at what every single one of us Anons have been doing the last several years. We are the news now. Isn't that amazing? We're defeating a multi-billion dollar international propaganda empire with our phones and an internet connection. Those are the things they're trying to take down, right? Proud to serve with you, Anons. Keep writing, Midnight Writers.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you for helping us to figure out the truth, find out about these evil ones, what they've done to us, and how they continue to try to stay in power, regardless of how much they've been exposed. We see it, we understand it, we know that you're in full control, and we ask that you continue to use the forces that you put together to not only expose them to us so we can wake up the masses to the lies, but also to discover the truth of your Son dying on the cross for us, raising again after 3 days, and living amongst us now. Especially thank you for the Holy Spirit guiding and directing our lives. Help us to understand more about the truth of Israel. It's so precious to us, especially as we've learned throughout your word, just your how your chosen people have been placed in such a time as this. We know that the enemy is trying to infiltrate and destroy the people of this earth through so many different ways, especially through money, technology, and more. And we just ask you to continue to protect us, our lives, and more. And we ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your time, your prayers, and more. Asking for you to hit that follow button, subscribe, like, and share. We hit, again, the top of the leaderboard on Rumble. That is so cool. We're going to have some interviews done today with Todd Callender. Hopefully you check that out. And I've got more planned for next week. And we've got Dr. Kirk Elliott will be on Sunday. So looking forward to that also. Again, thank you so much for everything. This is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out. It's gonna get worse, just wait for their next trick. They keep trying to cancel me, I don't care nada. I see they exploiting kids just to run up commas. Brands keep going woke, they gon' lose dollars, threw away Nike. And now I burn Balenciaga. Now I burn Balenciaga. They keep coming for our kids, now we need a father. Designer brands, then they hot, I know hell is hotter. Threw away Nike, and now I burn Balenciaga. Balenciaga, let me get my 1400 bag. Hunter Biden teddy bears, and they come and drag. You gon' woke, you gon' broke, get as big.